Welcome to another bonus episode of Very Good Enough. I'm Lane Dealing-Cherland, and today I'm going to answer another question that came through our new podcast email. If you have a question that you would like answered, or you have thoughts about any of the episodes or this episode as after you listen, we received this follow-up question after our episode about sharing. So today's question is this. I had one question I'd hoped might come up, but it didn't. And also it might be a little bit silly or maybe obvious, but I have a 2.5-year-old and an almost 4-year-old. And sometimes they snatch toys, etc., but they often play nicely, so I'm not always watching. What if they're fighting over a toy and I didn't see, quote unquote, who had it first? What do you do in that instance if you don't know who was playing with it first? My girls don't really understand who had it first, as my 4-year-old would think that she had it first if she had it yesterday, and my 2.5-year-old just gets caught in the middle of all of it, poor thing, when she really might have had it first. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts. Who had it first is like one of the most common and to me, like, just such an annoying situation to be put in as an adult where you're just like, oh, I don't know who had it first, you guys. It's just like one of those really aggravating moments that comes up so constantly. So I'm so grateful to this person for sharing this with us so that we can all just know how tremendously not alone we are. To me, the who had it first thing is not really about sharing, which is why it wouldn't have come up in the sharing episode, because to me, you can't arbitrate that. Like I literally don't know who had it first, and no one here is capable of knowing what the truth is or saying it out loud. So like literally we couldn't possibly like figure out how to fairly share this if we wanted to keep it in like a sharing category. So to me, that's kind of good fortune because as you all know, sharing is not my cup of tea or favorite thing to be trying to figure out. I just sort of bypass that idea entirely because it's not really important to me. What's important to me is not that everything is fair or that everything is exactly right, but instead, what's important to me is that everyone gets what they need. So to me, when two children come up, I have absolutely no idea what happens. They both are like, no, I had it. I had it. I had it. I had it. The past is in the past because I can't go back there and find that out for them. There's no way. So first, I just say that, wow, bummer. This is a tough one. I have absolutely no way of knowing which of you had it first. Dang, we're not going to be able to solve that. Now we're in a new situation. Right? So to me, it's like, okay, the past is over. I don't know who had it. I can't give it back to that person. Nothing to be done here. So now we're in a spot where what is happening is that you both want something. And what we're going to have happen at the end is not necessarily that it's totally fair or that the original person gets it back. At the end of this conversation, we're going to have some kind of a compromise where everybody gets what they need. And so what I try to do is just really figure out what that is. Really, if like somebody really seems like they're in need of this toy, great, let them have it. And let's figure out something else that works great for the other person. If it really seems like this is about everybody just kind of doing this like tug of war, it's just this control battle between these two children, maybe what everybody needs is that like, actually, let's not play with this toy right now. Let's get rid of this and I'll come help you guys each find something new that's going to work for you guys to play with. Whatever it's going to be, the point is that the children get included in a solution here where like I've really laid it out for them. Like, all right, at the end of this, everybody's going to get what they need. So what do you think that you need? Okay, thank you. You think you need the toy. What do you think you need? Well, you think you need the toy too. Cool. That's not going to work. So let's move past that. What else can we do here? Can you guys look at each other and think about each other for just one tiny second, which they can't quite do, but it's nice practice, you know? Let's think about each other. So here we are in the house. We're all playing. Everybody's going to need to be playing with something. It's not going to work for both of you guys to play with this. What else can we do here? What can we do? How can we get you what you need? And I will let that drag out for a little while. Like I really want them to participate in trying to figure out what's a new solution here. Cause we're not getting back to the old thing. We're going to be in a new world by the end of this conversation. What would you guys like it to be? Really what everybody wants is to get back to playing. And this is one of those circumstances where once in a while you see a little child be like, you know what? I don't really need the toy. Or even I don't really want to help figure it out. So why don't you have the toy and I'll deal with it. I'll get something else. Like that's a perfectly reasonable solution, you know? And yeah, we just kind of piece together a new situation where everyone gets taken care of. It may be that somebody really feels wronged and that person now just kind of needs some support around like, yeah, I'm sorry that you're in a situation that's this tricky. I don't really know what happened in there, but I totally see that you're having some feelings around that. Let's talk about your feelings, bud. What's going on in there? And then you get to work through some feelings over here with that person, or someone else might feel really accused and like you got that feeling to take care of. Or maybe they come up with like a brand new, really fun, creative solution where like instead, oh my gosh, you can hold this toy and I'm going to hold this toy, but then we'll play it for them together in this way. But I want them involved in the idea that like, bummer, we're not going to be able to sort out that old thing, but what can we do moving forward? That way of thinking and that kind of practice is something that's going to be like a lot more useful to them in the future. More useful than having an adult just kind of like randomly hand down a judgment. Because really, it's the them problem that somebody snatched a toy. It's not actually your problem. So folding them into the solution, I think is a really powerful way for a classroom to function. I think it's probably a powerful way for a home to function. And your four-year-old is probably going to be able to process this a lot more sophisticated of a way than your 2.5-year-old, but that's great. The 2.5-year-old gets modeled to, the 4-year-old gets like a lot more practice being the one who is more able, and awesome. Everybody gets what they need. And I think it's very okay at any point in this process to be saying, you know what I think everybody needs? I think everybody needs for this toy to go away. Or to just be making a choice based on your intuition or something else that you know about that toy or that day or that moment or the individual needs of your child to say, I really think I'm gonna have this thing happen with this toy one way or the other. Like you're very much allowed to do that and then just support your children in whatever feelings come up around that. One of them might feel really disappointed. One of them might feel really stoked. One of them might be a little bit of a jerk about it if they get what they want. And then you get to support them in that too. Like, oh, I feel like you're being pretty unkind to your sister. And I don't appreciate that. Is there a different way that you could speak to her? You get to create a whole new situation here and handle a whole new set of pieces in a way that's very supportive. That again, is not as concerned with fairness or with what actually technically happened in the past, but is very concerned with making sure that everybody gets what they need in our house right now. So those are my kind of quick thoughts about this question. Would love to hear from you guys if you have counterpoints or further questions, or if that feels really great, or if that feels really off to you, or like not as practical as you were hoping for. Feel free to share your thoughts again at verygoodenoughpod@gmail.com. And we will see you guys next Tuesday. Have a beautiful weekend.